time to throw away your dittos and overhead projector. Two school districts are transforming the way kids learn with a little aid from the network. All Together Now's Bettina Gregory reports.
Let's start with some word associations. Teacher, classroom, textbook, blackboard, chalk, erasers. But now you can throw all of that right out the window.
Look at the ones in yellow, look at the ones in the blue. Look at the ones in yellow first. Is there anything common there?
Here at the Robert Kaiser Middle School in Monticello, New York, teacher Sherry Blaze is using interactive whiteboard technology to teach this 8th grade special ed math class how to factor prime numbers.
Is there any prime factors that are common?
Two.
All right, so take one of the twos, touch it, and pull it down.
The whiteboard is attached to the wall at the front of the classroom where the blackboard used to be. A projector hangs down from the ceiling and projects the images that the teacher pulls up from the computer on her desk. These devices are commonly called smart boards.
Smart boards have taken over our district. A lot of the math teachers using it for multi-step problems. One student comes up and starts to solve a problem, and everybody can kind of see that problem being solved, and then the kids can save their work, and they're very proud of being able to save it. So it's a board that acts as a computer screen, except it's interactive and you can touch it.
Shelley Rosito is the Director of Instructional Technology for the Monticello Central School District, about 80 miles from New York City. She obtained about $700,000 in grants to build a computer network for the district's 3,700 students.
We have just under a 50% poverty rate, and it really impacts our ability to provide services because of the poverty rate. And we also know that our students don't have access to a lot of technology at home.
One result is more smart boards in more classrooms. Math teacher Shelley Blaze loves them.
It's immediate feedback for the kids, so they know if they're doing right or wrong and what's going on. So it is extremely helpful to these children.
Particularly for students with learning disabilities.
Some students learn better visually, and the smart board gives them an opportunity to see the material and to manipulate it.
But wait, there's more. In science classes, Shelley Rosito says students are using probeware.
Students are able to gather scientific data from the environment, and they plug these probes into computers, and it automatically downloads the information into spreadsheets for them.
So they can analyze weather data such as barometric pressure or temperature, and even what's in those solutions made up in chemistry class.
We have one teacher that's using a program called Crazy Talk.
Hi, this is Monty, the Monticello Central School Panther, reminding you to always act with Panther pride.
Yep, thanks to Crazy Talk, science teacher Gary Silverman made his animated voiceover debut as the school mascot. But from Panthers, he's headed to Einstein.
So far I've taken stills of scientists that are long deceased and modulated voices so that we can actually have the scientists speak to the students about their discoveries. The next project we're going to work on is the students are going to do reports on different types of animals that are endangered, and they're going to actually have the animals give the reports.
So, this helps learning?
In general, if you use a computer in the classroom, students really light up.
That's certainly true for one of Mr. Silverman's 7th graders. 13-year-old Stephen had this to say about the smart board and the talking characters in his high-tech science room.
They're awesome. They're cool.
Does it help you learn better?
Yeah.
I asked Shelley Rosito how the internet is improving education overall for the Monticello Central School District.
For social studies, it's making education real-time. Students can access databases, they can access newspapers, and access real-time information. So it's what happened today. It's what happened an hour ago. So they're not depending on a textbook anymore. Many of these kids are interacting with scientists and historians online. So it's bringing the experts into the classroom.
Donna Nessler's 7th grade social studies class took an electronic field trip to Colonial Williamsburg.
It was about the Battle of Yorktown, the end of the Revolutionary War. And one of our kids actually had a question on the air, which was very exciting. And they were actually listening and like, oh, no, that wasn't my question. And then we also emailed questions to the staff that they answered, and the kids felt very involved, that they could talk with historians.
Shelley Rosito adds the world of technology is opening up lots of new areas of study.
We put in a new music lab in the high school, and right now they're doing a lot of composing of music.
Shelley took me to visit the lab where students wearing headphones were arranging music using keyboards connected to computers. Shelley chatted with the music composition teacher.
How does this experience enhance it for
them? Instant playback. That's the best thing. If you don't have good keyboard skills, you can't play an instrument well, and you can't get the sound back to you. You just have to imagine it in your head. And like Stephen is changing his chord right now because he didn't like what he did.
12th grader Brendan Ference wrote this musical sketch.
It's really easy, a lot easier than writing everything out. And I wrote my piece actually on guitar, and then I just turned it into this on the computer.
The Monticello Central School District in New York and the Marymount School District in Cincinnati, Ohio are both winners of the 2006 Growing with Technology Awards sponsored by Cisco. These awards recognize excellence and innovation in technology. At Marymount, they have a wireless network that operates in several ways.
One of them is what is called IP video, video over an internet protocol, which has been a fantastic boon for us in security and also in instruction.
Superintendent Dr. Gerald Harris, who's also the technical guru for the Marymount School District, can pull up onto his computer live pictures taken by 20 security cameras.
One is the front door of this building, the entryway, which thanks to the Cisco network, we have installed a camera. This here is a picture of one of the elementary schools. It's about 3/4 of a mile from here, and one of the teachers are exiting for the day. You can see that. This is a picture of the high school.
What's more, Dr. Harris can make these cameras zoom in or pan out from his office, his home, or anywhere else.
We've established what's called a VPN, a virtual private network, and I and anyone else who has the privileges can pull up any of the cameras at any time, night or day.
There are also cameras inside the schools.
We have put them in the halls in common use areas. We haven't put them in the classrooms yet. That's a big issue that we have to address.
But they have put in voice over the internet protocol telephones in classrooms.
Every classroom now has a phone where they can call 911 or call for any help that they may need from anywhere in the school district.
The cameras also help to keep out anyone who might pose a threat.
We were able in a very inexpensive way to put security systems on all of our doors.
May I help you?
Yes, it's Bettina Gregory. I'm here to do a podcast for Cisco.
Thank you. The virtual private network creates a school without walls, a school without calendars or clocks.
Because the power of the network is such that our students 24/7 have access to their work here at school, their files here at school, from home or from wherever they may be in the world.
Superintendent Dr. Gerald Harris goes even further, saying technology and the internet are totally transforming education.
We are able to meet the needs of a very diverse group of children by not only using different modalities, but also the power to access information that they've never been able to access so readily before. It is as revolutionary, I think, the technology in schools today as the introduction of movable type was in the 1600s.
Reporting for All Together Now, I'm Bettina Gregory.
Thank you for listening to All Together Now. All Together Now is sponsored by Cisco. If you'd like more information on today's show or future segments, you can find it at cisco.com/go/alltogethernow. On the next All Together Now, we see how a medical information network is keeping construction workers on the job. Don't miss it. Thanks for joining me. I'm Charles Zewie.